The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Would you rather be a quarterback or a kicker?
A quarterback, because the quarterback, you have to give out all the plays. You have to pay attention. Like, you can't say, what was that again? It's like you were an astronaut and the world's about to explode in 35 seconds and you're like, what's that? What again? And like, 35 seconds later.
From the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium, it's Texans Late Night. It's football time in Houston. Tonight's guest, Brian Cushing. And here are your hosts, Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu.
Here we are again, Texans Late Night in the Fan Cave at NRG Stadium. Mark Vandermeer and D.B. Sidhu, and I am so happy to be here. It's Season 1, Episode 2, D.B.
Yes, and it's great after a win especially.
Oh my gosh, a win, a much-needed win over the Washington Redskins last week. And now we have the Oakland Raiders coming up tomorrow. How about 2-0 tomorrow? Everybody up for that? 2-0? Now, you know, it would be the fifth consecutive year the Texans would go 2-0 to start a season. I know last year they started 2-0, didn't exactly end up the way we wanted it to, but...
But we're not talking about last season anymore. Remember, in the past, rearview mirror, no more last season.
Absolutely.
2014.
Well, the Raiders are the team, and the Texans, you know, they have a good history with the Raiders overall. Last year it didn't go so well, but here we are with a lot of reunions taking place. We're going to get to see the Ninja.
Yes, Antonio Smith, Matt Schaub. When the schedule came out, Oakland was one of those games. You know, all of you fans were looking at that game like, Matt Schaub, Antonio Smith, and Shane Leckler, one guy who goes back to Oakland. 13 years he played for Oakland. This is the first time he's going to go back and see the visiting locker room. And he has some pretty interesting memories of the black hole.
The Raider fans retaliated off of something that happened prior to my rookie year. So, I mean, it was a Monday night game in Denver. Lincoln Kennedy, the tackle, went into the stands. Somebody hit him with a big piece of ice. So, of course, being the Raider Nation, they carried that all the way over to the next regular season game in Denver.
Good memories they have, yeah.
Denver came into town, and I remember they stopped the game because, you know, there was batteries that had covered their entire sideline. And, stopped the game, had to get all that stuff situated, but it was that was interesting.
You know what the question was that I wanted to ask?
What size battery? Yeah, because
I think I did ask it.
The little AAAs probably don't hurt as much as, say, the D's.
D batteries. I thought, if it's D batteries.
And 9-volt, you know, they can cut you up. Well, in any case, let's just hope that everybody behaves in the black hole. Now, you know what I'm looking forward to.
Yes, there is one more reunion.
Yes.
Sunday's game. Mm-hmm. A little tear. Yeah. Mark Vandermeer gets reunited with Derek Carr.
And the whole Carr family. How about that?
And the whole Carr family.
Yeah, and, you know, I interviewed Derek Carr at the Combine. And I asked him, I said, hey, Derek, you remember throwing the ball around with me when you were a sixth grader at the inception of the Texans franchise? And he said, oh, yeah. I said, well, so I'm the reason you're here. I'm the reason why you made it in professional football or are about to make it. And he said, yes, God, family, and you, Mark. So he's got a great sense of humor.
He has a good sense of humor is what he has.
Yeah, he's a good kid. I mean, we actually hit it off pretty well, you know, in our little reunion. But he was a cocky kid. He was the kind of kid that you felt like would someday be a good football player. And I just hope he's not good tomorrow. I'm hoping that the Texans actually pulverize the Raiders. But then Derek does well from there on out.
All right. Well, another big news story this week. If you're in the stadium, stop by the Houston Texans store because Kareem Jackson launched his own fashion line.
He did, right?
Yes.
And we have some examples right here. Okay. Now, I want you to see this. This is pretty
ladies
cool.
Ladies and men's. So,
actually,
you know,
flipped it upside down. Yeah. So, wait, this is a men's shirt right here, this kind of meshy thing.
It's like a sweatshirt thingy.
I might model this later, folks. Yes? No? Or would you rather see Brian Cushing model
it? I think you should know
it?
What it is before you model it. I like this with the skyscape. And then the hats. Can't forget the hats. That's a nice looking bill right there.
I like that. It's got a little bit of a Bengals thing, but maybe not going on. I don't know. I kind of like the hat. The straight bill. Can I pull this look off? Can I actually do this with the straight bill? No, you're supposed to go like that.
Yeah,
actually.
Turn it around.
Yeah, or
there
whatever.
You go.
I don't know. I'm not that good
so
at that.
So stop by the Houston Texans store or Houston Texans online. They've got all this stuff. And every month they're going to release a new hat and a new shirt. So every time you come, it'll be something different.
That'll be cool stuff. And by the way, we're supposed to have Kareem Jackson on the show next week, so we're looking forward to catching up with him, getting a little bit more information on his clothing line, but more importantly, how he's playing the sport of professional football, because he played well, and I'll tell you who else played well last week is Jonathan Joseph, coming back after not playing at all in the preseason. You know, Kareem and he were aggressive on those wide receivers for the Redskins. That was cool stuff.
Yes, and if you were surprised that Kareem Jackson does these things off the field, like designing fashion lines and all that, we were not surprised because I've seen the inside of his locker room, and you'll get to see it, of that too, with this new segment we've got called What's in Your Locker with Kareem Jackson. He gives you a little tour.
Hi, I'm Kareem Jackson. Welcome to Cribs Locker Edition. Gotta have my cocoa butter, you know. Keep my skin silky and smooth, smelling good. I got baby skin, so hey, gotta have my cocoa butter. That's all I use, you know. I'm not really a basic guy when it comes to shoes, so these will probably never get worn. Wore these yesterday in the game. They're a little beat up, so these will probably be the next thing in the trash, or I'll get a couple of uses out of them in practice next week or this week. And got a ton more in the ear. So I got this one from the, I got a flea market. So, you know, I like to save when I can, so I went and picked it up from the flea market. It looked just like the real thing. You can't really tell, you know? So.
In my bag right here, though. I let him borrow that.
So my dude, DJ Swearingen.
So, hey.
Hey, he keep a ton of shoes, too. So, you know, as DBs, man, we take pride in, you know, looking good on the field as well as how we play. So, you know, you look good, you feel good, you play good. So that's definitely a big motto that we live by.